The internet, mobile devices, and social media has changed our culture and how we interact, communicate, and do life. If you're anything like me, as a pastor or ministry leader, you are continually trying to navigate this technological age as being the church in a digital world. In this video, I'm going to be sharing some of my experiences, strategies, and tips I have learned with live streaming a pre-recorded service. Welcome to Church Hacks. I'm Joe Brannon, pastor at GC Surrey Hills in Yukon, Oklahoma. Let's face it, the pandemic has thrusted churches, pastors, and ministry leaders to make big changes in how we do our worship services. Many of us have made that leap to live streaming and have found great value in providing this kind of service. Maybe you're wanting to incorporate more of your Hope Venue team, having them record videos of worship, scripture reading, and hosting, or maybe you are using a video service like Zoom to hold your worship services and you would like to live stream your Zoom call. Or maybe you want to do live streaming, but the thought of doing it live brings a sense of discomfort, maybe even downright petrifying. Well, we are going to talk about pre-recording your service and how to live stream it. So one of the questions that you may be asking, just like I asked myself, is why even live stream? By providing a live stream of your service, you can actually reach a bigger group of people. You can also include people in the life of the church service when they can't make it. Like someone who may be a shut-in, a family who has a couple of sick kids, or even someone who lives out of state. When it comes to live streaming, the most common way is to simply go live on whatever platform you are using, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, Zoom, etc. But there's another way to live stream. You can actually pre-record your service and live stream it at a later date. Now, we're not going to get into the nuts and bolts of how to record your service. This hack is assuming that you already have a pre-recorded video and want to broadcast it live. So what's the point in pre-recording? What are the benefits? Well, that's a really great question. It actually gives an opportunity to include others into your service, like having a host, having a scripture reader, maybe even the worship team. Always be sure that you abide by the copyright laws, though. It also gives the ability to put in graphics such as text of your scripture, a giving slide, announcements, and it also allows any potential snags to be caught and corrected before going live. When I was doing it live, if there were issues with the feed, I wouldn't know because I wouldn't be able to see the feed. So pre-recording allows me or whoever is producing to make sure all pieces of video are good and then can observe the live feed and make corrections quickly, creating a better product and a much better experience for the viewer. Or maybe you're running a facility and you have to do your worship service on a particular day, but the demographic you are trying to reach is looking for something on a completely different day. Well, pre-recording allows you to record anytime and live stream on a different day for your focus community. So what will you need to live stream a pre-recorded service? Well, before even recording, first and foremost, you gotta plan it out. Be intentional on what you want your online service to look like. Maybe you can just keep it as simple as possible, or you want to make it as complicated as possible or elaborate. You can do it in one take where you record straight through, or you can bring in multiple pieces like graphics and other presenters and worship and announcements, etc. Give yourself time to record or get videos from others. You can run into a lot of technical issues and you don't want to be up all night long, the night before, trying to get everything to work. So, let's get into broadcasting your recorded video. Some things that you need to live stream a pre-recorded service. Well, you need a recorded service. You need a laptop or a computer. You also need a broadcasting software, internet, and an online platform to stream from. Let's start with the computer. You're going to need a laptop or a computer to actually run your recorded video and broadcasting software. Now, I don't want to get into the endless specs needed to run your video and software effectively. I would suggest that you contact a manufacturer or vendor who can help you determine what kind of computer you need. A rule of thumb that I've heard is that if your computer is older than 5 years, you may consider upgrading it. Let's get into the broadcasting software. You will need some sort of software that will actually broadcast your video to your online platform. There are several options that are free and some that cost money. Some software is more user-friendly with limitations on what you can accomplish, but there's some broadcasting software that have remarkable features and you create some high-end productions. It will really depend on your level of comfort and technical ability on which software you pick. Now, I have a decent media background working with presenting software and editing software, so our church actually uses a more feature-rich software called Open Broadcast Software, or OBS. You can do so many things with this software. I've been able to utilize live camera feeds, presentation software like PowerPoint and Easy Worship, graphics, multi-camera angles, text, and we haven't even scratched the surface of that software. And what's amazing is that it's free, but it does require a little bit of technical mind because of all of the features that it has. Not to state the obvious, but you will need an internet connection. And when it comes to live streaming, let me tell you, there's a lot of data that is being communicated from your broadcasting software to the online platform. You'll need to look up what kinds of speed you will actually need. You want to look at your internet's upload speed and make sure it matches the minimum required upload speed for whatever platform you are streaming to. It's also recommended that you plug directly in from your computer to your modem or router via Ethernet cable. This creates a much more stable and consistent signal, which will minimize any streaming interruptions, which creates a better worship experience for your viewers. And then you're also going to need an online platform to stream from. Now, there are multiple platforms to live stream from. Facebook and YouTube are by far the most popular. Now, YouTube requires you to have a YouTube channel, and you also have to meet certain criteria before being able to live stream. The most popular, of course, is Facebook, and you will need a Facebook account to be able to live stream. Both platforms allow your viewers to interact by leaving comments, greeting each other, and you can share that video with others easily. We will be using Facebook for this video since it's the most popular. To go live is also fairly simple. Now, before we jump into this, you're gonna need to have your broadcast software open, ready to go. And for this particular video, we're gonna be using OBS. Now that we have OBS open, one of the first things that I like to do is click on Studio Mode over here. And what you'll see is a preview window over here, so where you can preview the scenes. And then this program window is what your output actually is. Over here in this section, you're going to see what's called scenes. And what this does is it'll help you keep different aspects of your service organized. You can create multiple scenes within this. Things like intros, music, giving, scripture reading, and the message. But we are using one pre-recorded service video, so we don't need multiple scenes. So what we'll do is we'll actually just create one scene called pre-recorded service. Once we have the scene created, we have to assign this scene a file to play or broadcast. That's where this sources window comes into play. To add a source file to the scene, click the plus sign, and then you'll need to select what kind of source file you're adding, whether it's an image or a media source or anything else. For this instance, we're going to click Media Source. And then right here, you can give the source whatever name that you want. The way that I do it is I give it the date and the sermon title. Once you click OK, it's going to open up this browser window. I haven't messed with any of these settings, so feel free to mess with those if you'd like.
I just leave them as is. So then I click browse, and then I locate the video that I actually want to put as my source, and then I click open. Now, once I've done that, then I click OK, and now my source file is now assigned to this scene. And that's just the basics. You can become more knowledgeable by searching OBS for beginners on YouTube, and you'll find several videos to learn more. Now that we have our video loaded and ready, let's get OBS and Facebook to communicate. So I've opened up Facebook here. I went to our church's particular Facebook page, and then I come here, I click on live. And what that's going to do is it's going to redirect you to what's called a live producer. Now you're going to see all sorts of settings here. And over here on the left-hand side, you're going to see kind of a description on stuff. And I'll put things like the sermon series, name, and then like online worship, or whatever you'd like to put as a title. And then right here in the description, I will usually put our website, I'll put our CCLI number, and our CCLI streaming number, and of course, all the ways to give, whether it's the text to give, or whatever else. And then any kind of message info, a little description of the message. Now, one of the most important parts on this particular page right here, as you can see, there's all kinds of settings, but what you got to find is what's called the streaming key. This is what's really important. So you're going to come here, you're going to click copy. I'll go back to OBS. And then what you got to do is you got to go into settings, which pops up this window. Come down to stream on the left-hand side. And then under this service dropdown, select Facebook Live and then paste. And then you can click apply and then OK. OBS is now ready to communicate to Facebook. And then when you're ready to stream, just come over here to OBS, click start streaming. And when you do that, you'll see this go live button actually turn blue, which means that it is getting a signal. And you can see all the stats here showing that there is a signal coming from OBS. Now, in OBS, all you do is double click on the appropriate scene. And you'll see here under program, this is what should be going live over here, just like that. It will connect automatically. And you should see on Facebook what you see in the program output of OBS. Now there can be a 10 to 20 second delay from OBS to Facebook. Then click go live on Facebook, and you're now broadcasting from OBS Live on your Facebook page. Now, it's going to be important that you keep track of where you're at on OBS, because you're going to see it first here in OBS before you see it on Facebook because of the delay. Now, once the video is done, then you can click stop streaming on OBS right here, or on Facebook, you can click in live video, which means that all of the signal, all of the video did play out. Once ended, your video will be on your Facebook page's video tab. Some other options, you could record your Zoom call and play it through OBS, so it's live streaming through Facebook, like what we did on that last video. Or what you can do is you can create multiple scenes. You can put various pieces of worship service into OBS, like what we have here. We've got a bumper slide right here. We've also got a countdown video, and all kinds of other things with giving and hosting and all sorts of stuff. And what's awesome is that when you put all these pieces in here, is you can actually go through your whole service, and then you can actually click the start recording over here, which means that whatever it is that you do in OBS and you see it on this program window, it is actually recording what you're doing. So you can go through this whole service adding all the different pieces that you want, and it's recording it to one video. And then once you're done recording in your videos folder, you'll see everything that you did in OBS and you're recording it goes into one video that you can actually take that and play it at a later date through OBS through Facebook.
I hope this helps you with seeing how you can incorporate others into your online worship service by live streaming a pre-recorded service. Until next time, I'm Joe Brannon.